King Tahrir Square. It's been extremely calm. The entry points from like Aswanin Bridge have been very secure. Civilians have been like guarding the entrances. Women and men have separate entrances. Incredibly organized. The spirit in Tahrir is extremely helpful. People are really helpful. They think that today things are going to start improving, that it won't be like yesterday, that it won't be a repeated massacre. A lot of volunteers are flooding in with food, with medical supplies, food kitchens that are being set up. In the main square itself, I see there are 10 people have been spending the night here. Right now, as we're speaking, the crowds are gathering at the different entry points. Civilians are guarding the entrances, so things are incredibly organized. And now they're starting to cheer, so we'll see how things will pan out. Unfortunately, though, like the thugs have been cutting off people from arriving to Tahrir, both people who want to come and in solidarity or coming to protest. We've had various isolated incidents that are on a sharp increase across the entire city of Cairo. People coming from various areas have been stopped by thugs. Women even have been beaten up. They have been harassed. The cars have been broken. They steal their cell phones and leave them. It's been reported that an American university professor, Iman from the Rhetoric Department, has also just been intercepted. Like her car was beaten, and her car was smashed. But despite all that, everybody is incredibly resilient, and we're incredibly hopeful that today we're going to amass more people. I mean, other than that, if you follow like the internal the social networks and culture, and you also talk to various, families and regular people from the upper middle class, the problem yesterday was that there was a shift in sentiment, particularly due that people are incredibly afraid, and they're also terrified of very basic things, like not being able to find food and so on. And so they very quickly became very tacit towards the proposition that was being made by the president based on the speech the day before. Of course, by yesterday evening, with what was happening in Kashmir, which can only be described as, a Tiananmen type attack on the people, completely unjustified with reported, activity from the army. Of course, many more people who were swaying in terms of inside to be on or from the, or trying to be more moderate and now becoming, resilient and actually want to stand with the people again. I would say that the main thing is, everybody is waiting for some figure of leadership to emerge in order to be able to attach their, their solidarity to. But so far, I think people are finding it extremely abstract to commit to the people, per se, in the grand scheme of things. However, I think now word is spreading and it's changing. In the meantime, we've also experienced some cyberbullying. The internet went up yesterday, as you might know already, but clearly it went up at a cost. So there's a lot of scammers and people are constantly changing helpline messages to add phone numbers of regular civilians, which of course get really terrified when people call them from the field asking for medicine and health. So we've been directing all our efforts to clean up the spamming and secure our networks on the inside. And we're gaining a lot of support from the international community, including tech savvy people from Los Angeles, from Germany, from Berlin, from Malmö, from Stockholm. So it's really positive. Right now, as we speak again, the crowd is starting to cheer again. The spirits are really high. I mean, I can only be hopeful. I think that's all for now. That's all I can say.